From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome once again to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by ABC to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Happy Town, which premieres at 9:01 p.m. Wednesday, April 28th on ABC. This drama is set in the small Minnesota town of Haplin, also known as Happy Town, but appearances can be deceiving, can't they, Melissa?
Yes. It's not really a happy town.
Yeah, although they're bragging because there hadn't been a crime committed in Haplin for 7 years, but in this very first episode, well, okay, I got to backtrack a little bit. Even though there hadn't been a crime in 7 years, they're still haunted because a lot of residents went missing and they couldn't find them, don't know what happened, although they say the magic man must have them.
Which is pretty creepy.
Yeah. So, but in this very first episode, in fact, in the very first scene, there's a disturbing new crime in town, and that brings all these unresolved fears to the surface.
Is the magic man back? It certainly looks like he is.
Yeah, it does.
And there are all kinds of interesting characters, I thought, and who have their little creepy moments throughout. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's got a super strong cast. You got Sam Neill, Steven Weber, Francis Conroy, and a couple of names that there are people that you'll recognize, but you might not know their real names. MC Gainey is a main character. He's the sheriff, and he's one of the others from Lost. You know,
Tom Friendly. I remember him from Lost.
Tom Friendly was his name on there. And then Abraham Ben Ruby, I think that's how you pronounce his name. But most people, if you watch DR, will recognize him from there as Jerry.
Hmm.
He was on there for a long time as the, worked at the reception area.
Okay. And it looks like this series is going to examine all these, many of the town's residents who have secrets. And each episode, they're going to peel back another layer, and you're going to learn something new about, why they may be a suspect or involved, or, you know, just what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they have the prerequisite third floor attic type area that, you know, they say don't go on that floor, it's locked, so automatically everyone wants to get on that floor. And there is a girl that is new in town. It kind of also starts the story, and she's staying at this
The Meadows boarding house.
Okay, boarding house, that's the word I was trying to think of. And she immediately, like, she's already come with this goal in mind that she's got to figure something out about all this mystery, it seems.
That's true. And did you mention Sam Neill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, he's got a really good part.
Yeah, he plays a charming Englishman who also resides at the boarding house with other,
with several other women.
Lots of widows.
And who vie for his attention.
Uh-huh. And he opens up a film memorabilia shop in town. Why on earth, you know, would he do that? It's not a moneymaker anywhere, but...
Well, there is lots of creepy scenes with him or little things that he says that makes you suspicious of him. But we'll see whether he's actually the magic man or not if we keep watching, hopefully.
Yeah.
And hopefully they won't cancel it before we find that out.
Oh, I think they'll give it a good run.
I love the way Harper's Island, and you had talked to me about this one before I saw it, that it did remind you of that, and it is a little similar to that.
Yeah.
I love the horror suspense kind of thing. And they were wonderful and let it play out, and everybody got to see what happened. So let's hope that happens with this, no matter what. But maybe it'll be a hit, and that would be even better.
That's true. I mean, because it sounds like Happy Town is a nice place to at least drive through, because the centerpiece of the town is the local bread factory, and it always smells good there.
Yes, it's got this wonderful facade of like the greatest little homey small town, happy little place you could live, and there's all this darkness and underneath all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Happy Town?
I would give it an 8 or a 9 so far. It's definitely piqued my interest, and I want to find out what happens, and I love this kind of a show, so
yeah,
how about you?
I agree. I gave it an 8, because, I could see where it might, if you miss an episode, you might be a little lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll have to definitely keep up with it.
Yeah, so, So anyway, you ought to check it out. Melissa and I think so. It's Happy Town at 9:01 p.m. Wednesday, April 28th. That's when it premieres on ABC. And be sure to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview podcast again next week, because Melissa and I will have another great program to tell you about. We already know what it is. It's great. So thanks so much for listening.